Hello and welcome. If you've ever stood in a pet store whisper testing name ideas into a collar, you know naming a dog isn't trivial. It's a training tool, a daily ritual, and a tiny cultural artifact you'll say thousands of times. After teaching this to trainers, breeders, shelter teams, and brand folks, here's the core truth. The best dog names carry meaning, and they work. They nod to a breed's heritage or reflect one dog's singular personality, and they're crystal clear when you call them. Two jobs for every great name. Number one, meaning. Honor where the breed came from, what it was bred to do, or mirror your dog's temperament. That gives you a story you'll never get tired of telling. Two, function. Easy to call, distinct from common commands, and clear in noisy places, like a busy park or a city street. Trends come and go. What lasts are heritage-rooted names, geography, function, mythology, and personality descriptors. And remember, unique doesn't mean no one in the country has it. Unique means no one in your neighborhood, training class, or vet's waiting room has it. There's science behind the sound. Dogs respond best to hard consonants like K, T, and P, plus clear vowels. It's the difference between a dog that whips around and comes to you versus one that keeps sniffing. So how do you get from no idea to that's the one? Start with a North Star. Heritage first, personality first, or hybrid. Heritage honors origin, function, or culture. Personality names the vibe. Bouncy, serene, witty, regal. Hybrid blends both. Heritage gives you the palette. Personality picks the final color. I like an 80-20 blend. 80% your primary approach, 20% influence from the other. If heritage is in the mix, research it with a simple heritage grid. Origin, function, and culture. Origin, country or region, climate, geography, languages. Function, historical job, herding, hunting, guarding, and the jargon around it. Culture, folk stories, literature, food, place names, and common naming patterns. Example, Jack Russell Terrier. Think 19th century England, fox hunting specialist, rocket energy. Origin gives you bracken, thatch, heath, bramble, moor. Function gives you tally, from tally-ho, view, bolt, earth. Culture offers Pip, Alfie, Midge, Wren, Cricket, Puck, Dash. Now you've got names that sound great and fit a quick, determined terrier. Tally, Pip, Bracken, Midge, Cricket. Another, Siberian Husky. Descended from dogs bred by the Chukchi in northeastern Siberia for endurance sled work. Geography, Taiga, Tundra, Lena, Baikal, Altai, Kamchatka. Climate and nature, Aurora, Drift, Frost, Boreas. Approachable Russian names, Misha, Yuri, Nika, Zoya, Pavel. Instead of defaulting to snow or ice, try Lena or Altai, pronounceable, rooted in real places. Important note, accuracy and respect matter. When drawing from indigenous cultures or unfamiliar languages, verify meanings and pick words you can pronounce clearly. Avoid sacred terms and caricatures. Geography, nature, and common names travel well and keep you and your dog out of awkward spots. Turn research into five small name banks. Places, rivers, mountains, towns. Function, tools, calls, roles. Nature, flora, fauna, weather. People or characters, surnames, diminutives, literary figures. Sounds you like, starting letters, endings, syllables, phonemes. Mix across these to generate options without overwhelm. If your personality first, get observational. Spend 48 hours watching your dog. Note their play style, bouncer or stalker, stranger greeting, full body wag or cautious pause, problem solving, barrel through or sit and think. Capture verbs and adjectives, vault, scoot, curl, bluff, glide, chirp, grin. Translate behavior into a sound palette. High energy, springy, quick, bright names with an E ending. Ziggy, Pippin, Skipper. Calm, serene. Longer vowels, softer endings. Luna, Rio, Nova, Mellow. Witty or clever. Playful consonants. Quip, Juno, Pixel, Wink. Regal. Crisp, dignified sounds. Sable, Clio, Kaiser, Lux. Sound design rules of thumb. One or two syllables are the sweet spot. If you love a longer name, use a two-syllable call name for training. Favor hard consonants. K, T, P, D, B, G. They cut through noise. Avoid sound-alikes for sit, stay, down, no, drop, heel, off. Don't pick names that rhyme with sit or start like no. Names that end in a bright vowel, E or A, carry farther in a park. Scan the neighborhood. If every other dog is Luna and Max, maybe you go Nova and Pax. Now, test your shortlist. 1. Hallway recall. Call each name 5 times. Pair with praise or a treat. Notice which one your dog snaps to. 2. Noise test. Open a window, add background sound, and call the name at full volume and a whisper. Can you enunciate it cleanly? 3. Everyday phrases. Try name, leave it. Name, let's go. Name, drop. Name, off. If it muddies those commands, cut it. 4. Two-dog test. In multi-dog homes, pick different starting consonants and different vowel shapes. Milo and Mocha? Confusing. Milo and Kiki? Clearer. Decision framework. Step 1. Apply your North Star. If you're heritage first, give a nudge to origin or function. Step 2. The story question. Do you enjoy telling the origin to a stranger? If not, it won't last. Step 3. Future-proof it. Will you still like it in 5 years? If yes, you're close. A few ready-to-go sets. Jack Russell. Tally, Pip, Bracken, Midge. Cricket, Bolt, Whip, Bramble. Husky, Taiga, Aurora, Misha, Yuri, Baikal, Lena, Drift, Boreas. German Shepherd, Hybrid. Ranger, Blitz, Greta, Kaiser, Vero, Coda. Chill Rescue with soft eyes and a curled-up sleep style, Sable, Willow, Luma, Dovey. Goofball Park Comedian, Pogo, Zippy, Taco, Jinx. Pitfalls to avoid. Don't overcomplicate spelling. If you have to correct people every time, you'll tire of it. Don't borrow sacred or ceremonial terms. Choose names you can pronounce confidently and respectfully. Don't rush day one. Give yourself 24 hours of observation and sound testing. It pays off for years. Here's a simple naming session. Pick your North Star. Build 5 quick banks: places, function, nature, people, sounds. Generate 15 names by mixing across the banks. Star the 5 that feel best out loud. Run the hallway, noise, and everyday phrase tests. Sleep on it. Morning check. Say each finalist 3 ways: playful call, urgent call, soft whisper. Choose the one that makes you smile in all 3. Remember, how a name sounds to your dog is as important as what it means to you. Hard consonants, distinct vowels, and 2 syllables are your friends. Meaning, heritage or personality keeps you from outgrowing it. When those 2 meet, you get a name that works on the street and warms your heart on the couch. So next time you're standing in that aisle, hold the collar, breathe, and ask, heritage, personality, or hybrid. Build your little banks. Try names that carry a story. Call them out like you mean them. When one lands in your chest and your dog lifts their head like, yep, that's me, you'll know. Happy naming, and here's to years of meaning and recall that follow.